What do you can rest up before you go?
What time did you get up there?
I still usually get about 6.
Oh, it's been busy.
Yeah.
What time do you go to bed?
11.
Did you want to take any money now?
I'm
down. Yeah.
I'm quite close if I didn't get to see something.
What's a good game?
First part,
oh boy, they're picking that second quarterback. He did a pretty good job, didn't he?
Sure did. It made a world of difference. I tell you, that first half, Alabama looked terrible.
Good evening, and welcome to the Southside Church of Christ. We're very excited to have everybody this evening. We're glad you all made the choice to come out, especially with the snow and ice that we've had. Before we begin this evening's service, we do have a few announcements that we'd like to put out. As far as work order today, the opening prayer will be by Brother Gary, and I will have the closing prayer. For our shut-ins and illnesses, please remember Connie Jackson, who's in Magnolia Village. John is with us tonight. We're happy to see him. Faye Tompkins has been out. She's healing, but she's been unable to get out of the house. Please remember Shirley Lowe, Lori Rich, Scott and Parker were being taken to urgent care this morning for a possible flu. I've not heard an update, but they are not here. Please remember Christine Hollett. Please remember Ashley. She's the niece of Debbie, who's been recently diagnosed with cancer. Charles was sick this morning, and it appears he's sick this afternoon also. He's recently had his surgery, but he's doing well from the surgery, just getting over some sickness. Please remember Cindy Burke. She's sick this evening, and Diane was also sick this morning and this afternoon, so please keep all of them in your prayers. For out of town, Kenny was in South Carolina today, so please keep him in your prayers for travel. And for our other requests, we have Andrew, who's leaving on the 18th to go back to the Air Force. And again, thanks to PAX for cleaning off our parking lot this morning so we can have a place to park. Lastly, our spring meeting with Brother Mike Thomas is going to be March the 11th through the 16th. And the fall meeting is going to be with Brother David Tomley, September the 9th through the 12th. Unless there's anything else, we'll begin.
The song before the opening prayer this evening will be number 463. We'll sing all three verses.
Time is filled with swift transition. Not of earth a move can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if by earthly friend forsaken, still more closely to Him cling. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. When your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, fair and bright the home in glory, your enraptured soul will view. God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
Now Now we have the opening prayer.
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we approach thy throne of grace humbly, giving thee the honor and praise and glory in all things. We come to a close of another Lord's Day. We're thankful that we have the opportunity to worship here as saints like precious faith. Thankful that we have unity, and we pray that we always worship spirit and truth, Father. Father, we're mindful of the ones that are mentioned sick this evening. We ask thee to comfort them and heal them and be able to return and worship with us. We're also mindful of the ones that are traveling, be with them, and pray they have safe journeys to their destinations, Father. Father, we're mindful of this country. We pray for peace, and we pray for the leaders, that the laws they make and we have to live under will never persecute us, Father. We also pray for ones serving in harm's way, that conflicts will be over and they'll be able to return home to their loved ones, Father. Father, we ask thee to be with us as we listen to a portion of thy word. We'll be edified and strengthened. Pray to become better Christians in thy sight. These things we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
For those who need to take the Lord's Supper this evening, before we do so, we're going to sing the first, second, last verse of 189.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my riches gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my Lord. Things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to His blood. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present for too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all.
Supper has been left prepared this evening. If there's anyone that needs to partake of it tonight, would you please raise your hand? And I'll come and serve you. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful for this bread and what it represents, and your Son giving himself willfully on the cross for each of us. We pray that each person that partakes of it at this time will reflect on the cross and the great sacrifice of your Son and his death for our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Is anyone overlooked? Let's give thanks to the fruit of the vine. Father, we are so grateful for your wonderful sacrifice of giving your Son willfully for us. We pray that as those that partake of this fruit of the vine, that they will reflect on the cross and reflect on his great sacrifice and the blood that was shed for them. In Jesus' name, amen. This concludes the Lord's Supper. If there's anyone that would like to give it this time, would you please raise your hand?
If you're using a book this evening, number 304 will be a song of encouragement after Doug's lesson. And before his lesson, we're going to sing number 504. It's convenient. Ask you to stand for the song, please.
I want to be a worker for the Lord. I want to love and trust his holy word. I want to sing and pray and be busy every day in the kingdom of the Lord. I will work, I will pray in the vineyard and the vineyard of the Lord. I will work, I will pray, I will labor every day in the vineyard of the Lord. I want to be a worker every day. I want to lead the erring in the way that leads to heaven above, where all is peace and love in the kingdom of the Lord. I will work, I will pray in the vineyard, in the vineyard of the Lord. I will work, I will pray, I will labor every day in the vineyard of the Lord. I want to be a worker strong and brave. I want to trust in Jesus' power to save. All who will truly come shall find a happy home in the kingdom of the Lord. I will work, I will pray in the vineyard, in the vineyard of the Lord. I will work, I will pray, I will labor every day in the vineyard of the Lord.
Please be seated.